Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
All right, we asked each of you to provide us with a few topics outside your field of work in which you feel some expertise. Jenny, you said you know a lot about 90s Disney movies.
Yes.
Anxiety disorders and phobias.
Yes.
And pandas.
Yeah.
All right.
Just north of the railroad tracks that slice through the town is where Lester Eubanks murdered a child. Mary Ellen Diener was 14 years old at the time. She was a ninth grader at John Simpson Junior High School.
So that means we can have a spacecraft that's like a light year or so out, but we're still hitting it with particle beam.
Today, we'll sample three podcasts. Get set for Go Fact Yourself, Have You Seen This Man, and Research. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Are you a smart aleck? Do you think you have all the answers? If you want to back up those claims, you have to go fact yourself. Twice a month, co-hosts Keith Van Stratton and Helen Hong assemble some of the smartest celebrities they know to put their knowledge to the test on Go Fact Yourself from Maximum Fun. Recorded in front of a live audience in downtown LA, this game show features comedians, actors, and musicians answering arcane questions on topics they claim to be experts in. Listen in as Helen and Keith quiz notorious know-it-alls like Adam Conover, Peter Sagal, and Maria Bamford in an attempt to make them look dumb and then smart again. If the contestant slips up, one of the experts on hand will be sure to correct them, so they'd better be ready to go fact themselves. A snippet for you to sample this podcast featuring comedian Jenny Jaffe and actor from hit series Community, Jim Rash. They join the show for a high-stakes round of trivia where only the brightest will survive. And this week's topics, moisturizing, basket weaving, cuddly critters, and more.
All right, we asked each of you to provide us with a few topics outside your field of work in which you feel some expertise. Jenny, you said you know a lot about 90s Disney movies.
Yes.
Anxiety disorders and phobias.
Yes.
And pandas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
One might cure the other. We'll see. Whereas, Jim, you said you know a lot about Sid and Marty Krofft shows,
mm-hmm.
the movie Clue.
Yes.
And giving advice to others that you don't take.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one might cure the other.
Yep.
Later on, we're going to ask each of you some in-depth trivia questions about one of those topics. But first, we're going to get your thoughts on something you might know nothing about. It's time to split some hairs with our What's the Difference round. We'll have one question for each of you, each worth up to 2 points. If either of you gives an incorrect answer, the other person has a chance to steal. Your topic today,
it puts the lotion in the basket.
First up in, it puts the lotion in a basket. Jenny.
I feel so ready for this because I love Ted Levine. Let's
okay.
go.
Jenny, they both are things to keep your skin soft, but what is the difference between a lotion and an ointment? A lotion and an ointment.
I'm going to say an ointment is medicated and the word is disgusting, whereas lotion is more of just like a nice smelling thing,
mm-hmm.
and the word is pleasing to the ear.
When you say it, it sure is.
Thank you.
All right, we have Jenny's answer. We don't know yet if she is correct. Jim, what do you think?
Well, it's hard because that feels like a very good answer. I don't know if I could disagree with it. I feel like there's a medicinal quality to an ointment. Mm-hmm. It is meant to heal, but then a lotion also heals dry skin. So, but I would say one heals and one just gets moisture into you.
And one gets moisture into you. What a lovely,
final
lovely image. All right, final answer. All right, well, this segment is drying out. Let's go to Helen Hong at the judges' table for the facts.
Here are the facts. Both lotions and ointments can be used as moisturizers and are found on a moisturizing spectrum that ranges from pure water to petroleum jelly. A lotion is more toward the water end of the spectrum. It's mostly water with some emulsified oils. Water is a breeding ground for bacteria, so lotion also usually contains preservatives, which don't smell very good, so it also usually contains perfumes to mask the preservative smell. This is horrifying. Since it's mostly water, it's very liquid. An ointment contains far less water, and therefore it does not need as many preservatives or perfumes. Because there's less water, ointment has a thicker consistency and a higher viscosity.
That's right. Now, either lotions or ointments can be medicated. Now, lotions are used mostly on the body and ointments mostly on the face, but it's probably easier to sell expensive face products by calling them lotions instead of ointments because, as Jenny mentioned, ointments is not a very pleasant-sounding word, especially when I say it like this. Ointments.
From the podcast, Go Fact Yourself, from Maximum Fun. Test your wit alongside of the wittiest people in the world on Go Fact Yourself. Available on WVXU's Podcast Central. On December 7th, 1973, while on a special supervised shopping trip in Columbus, death row inmate Lester Eubanks walked away from his handlers and was never seen again. Since that day, he's been at the top of every most wanted list under the sun, but the search for Eubanks continues. For years, it seemed as though no one was even looking for him, but with a new possible lead, possible sightings, and new tracking technology, his whereabouts have become the focus of the U.S. Marshal Service, the federal agents who track fugitives. You can listen in real time to this nationwide manhunt right now on Have You Seen This Man?, a new podcast from ABC News. Join host Sunny Hostin and her investigative team as they explore Eubanks' escape and life on the lam and the star investigator who's using every tool in his arsenal to bring him to justice. After 45 years of lies, loyalty, and deceit, one of the oldest fugitive cases in American history might just be coming to a close. Here's a sample for you from the first episode of Have You Seen This Man, titled Outside the Half-Hour Laundromat. In this first installment, Sunny and her team investigate the gruesome murder that served as the catalyst for the manhunt that's lasted almost half a century. They travel to Mansfield, Ohio, Eubanks' hometown, to the site where he committed the horrific crime that rocked the community for years to come.
So, Lester Eubanks grew up in Mansfield, Ohio, which is a town of 46,000 people. It sits almost exactly between Cleveland and Columbus, right in the middle. And that's sort of how the town feels, like a middle child. Not a small town, not a big city either. Over the past year, I went there more than a dozen times with our team. First with ABC's investigative chief, Cindy Galley, during the winter.
Driving down what appears to be kind of one of the main streets, it is Americana, but it's also a little bit...
Times left it behind.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
In the heart of the downtown is a central square, which is surrounded by the police station and the courthouse. But the first thing that you see and hear is the carousel. It's a throwback to an earlier time when local artisans built rides with their hands. It became the centerpiece of the town to honor craftsmanship and hard work, the things that defined Mansfield in the last century. But when you leave the vibrant square, you can see signs of deterioration throughout Mansfield. It's an area pockmarked with abandoned lots where General Motors and Westinghouse factories once stood. Just north of the railroad tracks that slice through the town is where Lester Eubanks murdered a child. Mary Ellen Diener was 14 years old at the time. She was a ninth grader at John Simpson Junior High School. In a school photo from that time, she's wearing a plaid top with a frilly collar, her mouth closed, but in a wry grin, as if the photographer had just told a goofy joke, and she was trying not to roll her eyes. News reports would describe her as a good student who wanted to become a nun. Her sister, Myrtle Carter, was older by 4 years.
She just always was giggling. You know, little girl, you know, always giggling and having fun and just being a little girl.
A sample of Have You Seen This Man? From ABC News. Before Eubanks gets caught, you can get caught up on all the newest details in the case of Have You Seen This Man? Now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Everyone wants to be smarter, but actually motivating yourself to do your research, read about the subject, and fully comprehend it, it's another story entirely. So, why not lighten up your learning load with the help of this week's featured local podcast, WeSearch, that's WeSearch, you can do just that. Hosted by Cincinnati-based graphic designer M. Moyer, WeSearch is a podcast where you'll hear from researchers from all kinds of different fields to hear what gets them excited about learning and how you can make reading research more fun and enjoyable. In a world where truths are relative, being able to get down to the facts is an important skill to have. And you can acquire that skill today on WeSearch. And here's a sample for you from a recent episode of WeSearch featuring laser propulsion engineer Hayden Morgan. The episode is laser-focused, and Hayden joins the show to talk about his research as a grad student at Texas A&M, where he's studying new propulsion methods for deep space travel. It may sound like some far-off sci-fi future, but we're closer to it than you might think.
So where my research comes in, and I should mention that people are doing, as you can see with LightSail 2, they're using that as lasers as a... they're using light as a propulsion method already.
Yeah.
And then there's also people using particle beams as a propulsion method already.
Yeah.
So where my research comes in and why it's innovative is somebody won the Nobel Prize in the early 2000s. I should probably look up his name.
Dr. Stephen Chu, Claude Cohen-Tanuji, and William D. Phillips were awarded the Nobel Prize in 1997 for their work on supercool lasers. Supercool, as in lasers that can lower temperatures and freeze atoms. But their research was also pretty dang neat. Also, unrelated but definitely important, there's a very delightful quiz on the Nobel Prize website that was at the bottom of the page that I got a lot of this information from that matches you with a female science laureate and tells you about their work. So I love a good quiz, and I obviously took it immediately. And I got matched with François Barré-Sinoussi, who isolated the virus that would later be named HIV, and she won the prize in 2008. New hero? Yes, absolutely. Great quiz. 10 out of 10.
But he won a Nobel Prize basically describing how particles, supercooled particles, interact with high-intensity light, which is a laser. And it's basically they guide each other. So the particles gravitate towards the high-intensity light at the center of a beam. So if you were going to put a particle beam and a laser together in the same axis, shoot them together, the particles want to go to the high-intensity light, and then the light keeps reflecting off the particles. So your laser is no longer diffusing over a larger area. It's staying confined within the particles, and the particles are staying connected and drawn into the beam. So that means we can have a spacecraft that's like a light year or so out, but we're still hitting it with particle beams.
Our local Cincinnati featured podcast, WeSearch with M. Moyer. Get the secret to getting smarter and having fun while you do it on WeSearch. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. It's chart time, our weekly look at the up-and-comers reaching the top of the Apple Podcast charts, as reported by iTunescharts.net. Well, it's newly number one this week. It's from Wondery and the LA Times. It's called Detective Trap. Anaheim investigator Julissa Trap is not like other detectives. She's the only woman on the homicide squad and a skilled chameleon, undercover cop in vice stings, crime scene commander, patient confidant of killers. This hot new series is about a singular detective on a relentless, sometimes lonely quest for answers. It's Detective Trap, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Detective Trap and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.